Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Boy, it is a beautiful winter wonderland out there. Just look at that. The snow's blowing. Oh, who's ready for just a hot cup of hot chocolate, huh?
I kind of am.
Of course you are, with a candy cane to stir it up.
Well, you know what? As everybody was bitching this morning about it, may I use that language on the podcast?
You just did, Dez.
I was leaving my house, and I have Candy Cane Lane set up, and the lights are flickering, and I'm like, now it's white on the ground. Okay, I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm a little bit secretly excited about this.
See, wow. Of course Dez would be happy.
She loves to remind you of the things you sold her.
Yes.
No, I have Candy Cane Lane, one of your favorite memories.
What's
sitting outside.
What's the cutest name that you named it? I have to hold up the tradition.
Yeah, they are really cute little light-up candy canes you put along your sidewalk.
Yeah.
Living in an apartment building, I can't really do that now. No. So.
Right? So yeah. They've gone to a good home.
Yes, I'm happy for you.
Like my tree topper that we have started as our family tradition now.
Yep.
Good Lord, I get it. You have all my stuff.
Yeah, it's good. No, I'm glad it went to a good home. Did you have a parent fail again? What is going on with you, Dez?
Is this a judgment-free zone?
It is. Sort of.
I mean,
not at all.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel like you guys won't judge me on this, but I mean, other parents might.
Okay.
So generally, we read books to Dusty before bed. You know, to have our tradition of, you know, like saying our prayers and, you know, blah, 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 hug, snuggles, go to sleep.
Oh, God. Is this the prayer where she thanks her poops?
No, she doesn't thank her poops.
Well, did she not when she flushed them?
Well, she always said, bye-bye, poopies.
See?
Oh,
bye-bye,
what?
Poopies.
Yeah, see, she's a special
she's
one.
She's a strange kid.
Yeah, all right.
That's a long time ago. So, last night she just didn't really want to go to bed, and I wanted her to go to bed, so she had been watching something on the iPad. And she goes, can I bring this to bed? And normally the answer is like, absolutely not, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, whatever, who cares? It's not going to be the end of the world. So I let her bring it to bed. Well, that would have been fine. I said, I'll be back in a few minutes to get the iPad. Forgot that she had the iPad. I didn't go to bed till like after 10 o'clock. And I got into bed and I looked at the baby monitor because it goes back and forth between the two rooms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that light in Dusty's room? She was still up. Watching a movie.
Well, of course she
on
was.
On the iPad, mm-hmm. Just like, and I come in, I go, oh my gosh, Dusty, I forgot that you had this. She looked at me like,
yeah.
I knew I was getting away with
that. Don't blame her at all.
That's just smart on her behalf.
Yeah.
But, oh my
Since
gosh.
Since when do you let her have the iPad when she goes to bed?
In bed?
No.
Oh, yes, mm-mm. I know it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
It
do
isn't.
Do you do it more than this one time?
No, we don't do it on a regular basis. No, because I think that's creating a bad habit.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Of having to have something to go to sleep.
Just don't let River take the iPad to bed when he gets a little older.
Seriously. Ew.
You won't want it back in the morning.
Sick. He'll have to have his own iPad.
He's going to have to learn to clear the history.
Ew.
With a squeegee attached to it.
Sick.
Private browsing is his friend.
You know,
oh, man.
It's probably good that I work with you guys, and especially Rudy. I've learned a lot about how gross boys are. But now
he
it's
is
like
our sensei of nasty.
Yeah, I've accepted it. And I love you in spite of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is good for me to have a son now. I'm
this
okay
is your
with
future
it.
Baby River right here. He's going to have that same mustache and everything.
Oh,
except for when he's 11. It's going to be full plumage mustache for that kid.
Yeah.
For sure. Also, make sure that you don't reuse any like the paper towels that you find in his room. I'm telling you. For various reasons.
Always check his socks.
Various reasons.
Oh,
he's going to do his own laundry.
Yes, he should.
Or he's not allowed to wear socks.
I'm telling you. At 14, it's going to look like the cast of Fantasia
all
came
right.
into his room.
So, moving on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gross. You got your holiday ham all ready to go there, big guy?
I did. So, but here's... No, I lived Ryan's nightmare because Ryan always says this one thing.
What?
I always have to make sure I don't dress ridiculous because if there's a listener and I'm out and about and you see somebody...
Yeah.
You have to make sure, you know, that's why I can't just throw on some casual shorts and whatever. Well, I had a red polo shirt on yesterday.
Wait, what?
You've said that before, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. They're laughing at me like I'm insane.
No, so it's true. Every time I go out, and it's happened to me once, where I went to Caribou, and I was in pajama pants, looking disheveled. My hair was awful. I had a Christmas hat on. I looked like crap. And it's listeners who wanted photos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. And so now I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I hit my one time yesterday. So I have my red polo shirt on that I had wearing with you guys yesterday.
What was on the bottom?
There was nothing on the bottom.
No pants?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were on the bottom of the shirt. Sorry. That was dumb on my part. You know, I went in no pants. I Donald ducked the hell out of that place. They were like, oh, sir. Oh, you forgot your pants. How embarrassing for me. I was as red as red could be. I truly was. I put on red gym shorts and I went, this is going to be great. And I walked out and I went into Aldi and I go, this is going to be real quick. I literally just have to run in and grab a ham. There's not a chance I'm going to see anybody. And so I get in there in red shorts, gym shorts, and a red polo shirt. The actual mullet of the clothing line, gym shorts and a dress shirt, and they don't match. I get in there and as I'm leaving, I'm just about to walk out. She goes, hey, Crisco. Hey, I know who you are. Hey, what's going on? I literally look like Kool-Aid Man was shopping. Yeah. It was the worst thing. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, son of a... And then, of course, everybody else has full shopping carts, and I'm running around with a ham.
Yeah.
Just a whole ham. And she's like, oh, I love the show. You guys are so great. And listen to the podcast. Everything's great. And I'm sitting there going, oh, God. Okay, well, it's over. That's good. Now I can just have my embarrassing moment. Person two aisles down. I knew it was you. I was walking around the store. I told my friend that you were here, and I was like, you should come to the Roseville Aldi because Chris goes here shopping for ham.
You know what, though? That would be exactly how I would want to meet you.
Yeah.
You in a weird outfit holding a ham.
It's true, I guess. I guess if that's the thing.
It just makes so much sense.
I would really just be does. Like, oh, ham. Oh, yeah. It was just the moment, like, I sunk down. I'm like, I get it. I get why he makes sure that this doesn't happen again.
What are you wearing to the Gopher game on Saturday?
I have so many layers. But Rudy's been testing me this week.
Yeah.
He's been not very encouraging as a friend. So now I'm like, God, I should just sell him to piss him off.
He was talking about your clothes, not my tickets. What?
No, I'm kidding.
First off, what have I done?
You know what you did today.
He's taking what I've done out on you.
Guilty by association.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a crime to laugh at something funny.
If it was funny, you could have laughed. It was not funny.
It was hilarious.
So, well, what was funny, especially to you, Rudy? What part?
The fact that it doesn't matter what Dez says, it's cracking up Ryan, and it gets you so much further down the anger hole.
And that's what it is. It's not that Dez's jokes are hurtful. It's because anything Dez says, pot stirrer Ryan laughs at.
Was it not funny,
though? It was funny, though. Dude, the line about, you look good, girl, that was great. It was the funniest thing that was said all morning.
That's the problem. That was the funniest thing said all morning.
Good girl.
Well, you were in full-blown crystal mode. So.
I was very upset, but it was my own doing. I did it to myself. So.
You sure did.
What's the going rate for tickets if you were to resell them?
Oh, I couldn't do that to Rudy. It's too close to the game. Could you imagine? Rudy can be crabby sometimes anyway. You imagine him coming in, no Gopher ticket to the Panther game?
Sorry.
He'd be like, hey, you big son of a bitch, I have a good day.
Says the guy who just had a pity party live on the air an hour ago.
That was more than an hour ago. And if you're listening to this podcast at night, it doesn't make sense what you just said. So that's a win for the big guy.
Here we go.
A win for the big guy.
I feel like he's just going to stand up and be like, no, I'm not doing it anymore.
Dez just cost you the ticket. I actually can get $450 a ticket right now.
Can you really?
I can,
that
yeah.
Much?
A lot of money.
And so you have three tickets?
I have three tickets, or I could go in like 18 layers, which is going to be like sweatpants and jeans. And they said the wind is supposed to be like 35 miles an hour. Yeah.
So what about the tailgating? Who would go early for tailgating in this weather? Yuck.
We have an email chain and they will send out like, oh, what do you want? Oh, I'm going to make deviled eggs. And oh, I'm going to do meatballs. And so I was talking to Rudy about it yesterday. I was like, oh, I got to get a game plan, figure out what we're going to bring. And so I send the message. I'm like, what's everybody doing? And a couple people throw out ideas like Dave Dahl's like, oh, we're bringing, you know, mini weenies, and somebody else is bringing this. And somebody else writes in and goes, are we really tailgating in crap weather like this?
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick up Subway and sit in the parking lot and eat it.
Oh,
I was like, so you're still going to go to the tailgate, but you're just going to pick up Subway and go, I'm okay. I don't want to set up a table and have to sit out in the really cold, windy weather before you go sit in the cold, windy weather for the Gopher game.
Yeah.
She goes, so we're just not going to participate. We're just going to bring Subway.
These Gophers better deliver a win.
Oh, man,
they
please.
Have to. I think if they weren't motivated enough, let's truly be honest. If they didn't have enough motivation, that's not a good sign. I think with everything that's going on with Casey O'Brien, I think that's going to be the stuff that like really makes them go, this is a have-to-win game.
Sometimes teams just have a moment.
Yeah.
Yep. And for whatever reason, like they just happen to have a ton of momentum right now. So good for them. I do believe the Gophers are going to win. Even though I do cheer for the Badgers, I think the Gophers got this game.
Well, and the Badgers' best thing is their running game. How are you going to run in 35-mile-an-hour wind as it's snowing and pelting you with rain? Yeah.
All right, well, have fun. I'll look for photos online.
It'll be an experience.
Yes.
A memory.
An experience.
Thank you, Ryan.
Get one of those little face mask things.
Can you do me a favor and get one of the Mad Bomber fur hats? I can just tuck myself inside that thing if it just starts really coming down.
Oh, it'd be so cute, Rudy.
I can like ratatouille you. Just get up underneath there.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get the swaddle. The swaddle blanket.
The baby Bjorn.
The baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
Okay, so on what's trending this morning, we were talking about the fact that Papa John, the guy, the former CEO, John of Papa John's fame, is talking trash about his old company, saying the pizza's garbage now. He's had, what, 40 pizzas in the last 30 days? Is that what he said?
Yep. He said it's so bad he only eats 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. So it's not even that he's stopped eating. He's like, they're not even great anymore. I've only had 40.
Yeah.
And so Rudy sent this text, or his tweet, pardon me, that kind of breaks down if you ate 40 pizzas in 30 days, that would be 4 pizzas every 3 days. 32 slices in 3 days.
Four pizzas every three days.
32 slices in 3 days. 10 2/3 slices per day. 3.5 slices per meal. 3 times a day, every day for a month.
Jeez.
That's living at Dez's house. Right?
I love pizza.
You could do that.
You know, if I was given like a task that I had to do it.
Yeah.
I could.
Especially during your, what was your big fat summer?
Yeah, I know. I wonder if I need to have a big fat winter. I mean, just throwing it out there. I was just seeing the gauge of interest.
I'm just waiting for one of you to I know. Jump at that.
Pick up that ball and run with it.
I was just more laughing yesterday when Dez came into the room and she's like, I have to get some work done, but oh, I'm so hungry.
Well, Dez, we're on day number one and you're nailing it.
Thank you, Rudy.
You're welcome.
Rudy, I love you. It's very nice of you.
You're welcome. I knew that was coming.
Oh, God. She pounded through nachos yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, they're so good.
I go, oh, nachos. Sorry, Rudy.
Well, pre-winter weight. You know?
You gotta pack it on.
It's technically fall still.
Yeah.
She's
it's
like,
not even winter.
The tacos downstairs are the best thing ever, and the nachos are even better. And she literally went and got nachos and plowed through them. And I didn't even see you bring them up.
No, I ate them downstairs with them.
But you were only gone for like 4.5 minutes.
Oh, no, I was actually gone for an hour.
How do you not look like Chrissy Metz? Seriously. I think your metabolism should be studied. No. We should get you to the U of M because whatever your thyroid produces could save lives.
I don't
truly know. You should be as big as a house.
I really need to stop eating so much is what I'm learning here.
I'm thinking you have a superpower.
Let me just tell you, I ate the nachos so fast yesterday that I think Grant, the afternoon producer, he didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows what to think when they see you unhinge your jaw and eat.
Julie goes, one of our coworkers too, they were sitting down there and I just grabbed nachos. They were done eating, but I was like, oh, do you just want to sit here while I eat? I listened to them and I remember basically just going, All of a sudden I was done and I tried to pretend like it was a salad, like I added lettuce,
right.
And she goes, wow, yeah, yours looked better than mine. And you ate those fast. And Grant just looks at me and goes, yeah, like you inhaled that. And I was like, oh, I guess I've never eaten with you before. Sorry about that. I'm sorry if I scared you.
For 7 years I've worked here. And for 7 years I've heard the same words from Dez. I really need to stop eating so much.
Uh-huh. I do. But not today.
No, not today. No. Nope.
Not on my watch.
Yeah, Ryan's right. If you were to exchange one ho-ho for a carrot, you'd be like wafer thin.
Don't be gross. I wouldn't eat a ho-ho.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did eat many of treats yesterday.
So. I love that the ho-ho is what's upsetting. I didn't eat a ho-ho. I ate a whole cake for 14 days in a row.
She's a classy lady. Classy ladies don't eat ho-hos. Any Little Debbie anything, frankly.
I don't eat them individually wrapped. I just go for the whole sheet cake from Cobb, okay?
No.
Or Sam's Club.
Costco.
Costco cake is where it's at. Or a nice Willette's cake.
Oh, yum. Oh, God, I used to get those all the time. Or a good ice cream cake.
Yes.
Sebastian Joe's makes a really nice one.
Boy, see how quickly it can just go off the rails?
Yeah. Just a fat winter.
Speaking of, was somebody telling me about the pound cake? Was that somebody in this room?
No, but I do love a good pound cake.
Oh, okay, God. So apparently...
And a good pounding.
Pound cake pounding.
I heard this story the other day that preparing for Thanksgiving, somebody wanted to make a pound cake. So they just took all the ingredients and got a pound of everything. Pound of sugar, pound of butter, pound of whatever it is that you need, a brown sugar, and just mixed it all up. And then was like, so what am I supposed to do with all this? And a relative came over and went, what are you doing? I'm making a pound cake. What do you mean, what, a pound cake? No, a pound cake is not all the ingredients are a pound. I guess they had like four bowls of just massive amounts of ingredients just sitting there like, now what do we do with all this? Like,
you make 12 pound cakes.
This is a lot of flour. This is so much flour. Yeah.
What a mess.
Can you imagine?
Of sugar? Oh my God.
Gross. If you bake them all, they turn out, throw them in the freezer, you can pull it out all year long.
I'd imagine if you had a pound of everything, it would not make the right cake, Des.
Yes, it would.
Oh, God, I love Des.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Anybody having any friends over for Thanksgiving? Anybody in town? Anything?
I have my friend in town from Vegas.
Oh, is he really?
This is the most ridiculous thing. I am being ghosted by the friend who planned to come here to hang out with me.
What?
He came in town to see his family, and he came in town to see me. And every time, if I don't see him, it's the end of the world. Yeah. You have to come hang out with me. 3 days in a row, he's like, hey, I'm in on Sunday. Let's hang out. Man, you and me, let's do it. Hey, I'm super sorry, but we're having dinner with the family. Okay, that's fine. It's your family. Cool. Monday comes. Hey, we're totally getting together. I so help me God, if you don't get together with me, we are going to have beef. Hey, I actually have a friend coming over watching football.
Oh, my God. He's okay. Got better offers on the table.
And that's fine, but I'm like, believe me, if it were me making up the different things to not hang out, it would be... Oh, you're the worst friend ever. Why would you do this? And so then yesterday, he's like, hey, it's awesome. My wife is going out of town. She's going to visit her grandparents. It's going to be fantastic. I got all day. Hey, they decided they wanted me to come with, so I'm going to be gone all day. Can't hang out. I'm like, that was better options? Wow. Okay, I got it. And then so then I text him, and I said yesterday, I go, that's a real bummer. We're not going to be able to hang out before Friday. He didn't write back. He didn't even write back. I went, oh. Wow, got it. Okay.
Is this like a BFF?
Yeah. I could, it was so weird to me. I'm like, this is not normal at all.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. He probably heard the show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe he did. I don't know.
Mm. Well, he heard Crystal wasn't down.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I tried to say what's happening.
I cannot wait to hear how great your Thanksgiving goes.
It's going to be freaking
amazing. I can't
wait
for 12 of the 13 people to get food poisoning like Ryan and I did.
What part of Crystal do you think he heard where he went? Oof, not today.
He's like, man, that moo-moo. Can you wear something new?
Well, as somebody on the show is going to soon join me in the moo-moo camp, I think that you should probably hold back on the jokes.
I do like a good moo-moo. You know that one summer dress that
yep.
I like?
Yep.
Kind of moo-moo-esque.
Oh, it's full-blown moo-moo. Moo-moo. Yeah.
And it will fit me for hundreds of pounds.
It's a tablecloth with a hole in the middle is what
yeah.
it is.
Listen, nobody has a doily on the top.
Nobody wants moo-moo karma, and you keep bringing it up, my friend. You're going to be swaying around here in every kind of moo-moo you can get.
It's your pretty red moo-moo. It's
just
because
it got purchased at Lane Bryant doesn't mean it's a moo-moo. Okay.
Well, God, do you have a meatloaf on you? I mean, what else can we do to bring Crisco back?
Oh my gosh, I think I have a meatloaf in my purse.
You know the sad part is I'm not shocked.
No, right?
She just has an emergency one to snap that was just hers.
I do have a cranberry apple granola for you if you're in a pinch.
Oh, that's gonna make Crystal calm down. Good one.
Oh.
What do you
M&M's.
Have? There you go,
there you
buddy.
Go.
Have an M&M.
It'll help.
Okay. Thank you.
Nope, that's Crystal. Take that. You need it.
I can't eat in the studio.
Come on. No. Oh, see? She's not playing.
We won't tell.
She's not playing.
He doesn't want to ruin his supper tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you. I have been not eating but / eating
You've been
for
fasting.
Days leading up to Thanksgiving.
See, some people fast like Rudy. We actually eat more
Crystal
and I.
We fast.
Some big fats.
Anything we can get in our mouth before then, we do it.
I've been fatsing, all right.
Didn't want to say anything, but nice moo-moo.
Fatsing your face off. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.